From the CBS Chicago Newsroom, I'm Dana Kozlov, and here are the stories making news right now. The Rockford community held a vigil for the four people killed and others hurt in a rampage by a knife-wielding suspect. 22-year-old Christian Soto was arrested shortly after the violent spree. In court, prosecutors said Soto claimed to have gotten paranoid after smoking pot with one of the victims and then randomly began attacking and stabbing people. A judge denied his release. The Biden administration is taking action to help the city of Baltimore after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The U.S. Department of Transportation made $60 million in emergency relief funds available to Maryland as a down payment towards reconstruction. Six people died in that collapse. And it's one of the holiest days of the year for millions of Christians. Good Friday, the day Jesus was crucified before rising from the dead on what is now Easter Sunday. The District 100 School Board in Bensonville is having a special meeting tonight to consider placing its superintendent on leave. Fenton High School officials are facing criticism from students and parents over how the district handled allegations of sexual abuse by a former staffer dating back a decade. That staffer was fired last week. How sweet it was. The Fighting Illini men's basketball team is headed to the Elite Eight after a nail-biter of a win over Iowa State late last night. It's the first trip to the Elite Eight for the Illini since 2005. They'll take on the top seed UConn Saturday. And rain moves in overnight, ending Saturday morning. Friday's high is 53, but cooler near the lake. Saturday's high, 59. Have a great Friday, everybody. From the CBS2 Newsroom, I'm Dana Kozlov.